Welcome to Open the Bible Daily. Today, Pastor Colin's reflection is, Your resurrection body will be powerful and godly. The resurrection body will be imperishable and glorious. How else will it be different from our present bodies? Your body will be powerful. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 43. Donald MacLeod says that the resurrection body is going to have more energy, more stamina, more athleticism, more speed, more coordination, and more durability than it ever had. Because we're not going to need the body less, we're going to need it and use it more. Think about what this will mean for all of our friends who have physical challenges that have restricted their lives in this world. What will it mean when finally and fully Jesus' words will come true in all of their fullness? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the lame will walk. Your body will be godly. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 44. We are using the word godly here because the word spiritual is often misunderstood. The resurrection body is a physical, flesh and bones body. When Paul speaks about a spiritual body, he is talking about a body that is fully responsive to the Holy Spirit. In the resurrection body, you will never feel or think or say, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Your resurrected body will be as eager to do the will of God as your redeemed spirit. Here is what you have to look forward to in the new heaven and new earth, a glorious and powerful body that is adapted to life forever and that is fully responsive to the Holy Spirit. Do you feel the limitations and weaknesses of your body? Take heart that your resurrected body will be fully and powerfully responsive to the Holy Spirit.